We're talking today with Dr. Jody Campeachy from Oklahoma State University. Jody, you know, right now, this is decision time and information gathering time for our farmers that are looking at this 2014 Farm Bill. We're being told a lot by USDA that it's complicated. There's a lot of moving parts. You know, what exactly are some of the key things these guys need to do to start getting their arms around a decision?
Well, right now, we have a lot of producers who are just now kind of starting to look at all the decisions, think about what they need to do. The first thing is to look at the yield update and the base reallocation options. So with the yield update, they'll need to compile some crop insurance information or elevator receipts, whatever kind of information they have to show their crop yields, and decide if they want to update their yields or not. If the yields are higher, then they'll update. If they're not, then they won't. For the base reallocation, they all received a letter from FSA earlier this summer, and it showed their planted acreage history. And what they'll want to look at is, you know, is there a reason that they might want to reallocate to the crops they've actually been planting in the last 4 years? In a lot of cases in Oklahoma, the base acreage is in wheat, and they've been mostly planting wheat. So many producers won't really have a lot of decisions with the base reallocation.
So at this point, to get that done, then they need to move on, I guess, start examining the two options that are really available to them in this program, right?
Yeah, the ARC versus PLC option, so the ag risk coverage or the price loss coverage. Producers definitely need to start thinking about that. I recommend coming to some of the USDA and OSU Extension Farm Bill meetings, and they'll kind of find out a little bit more about how each one works, that one's a revenue program, one's a price program, you know, why one might be valued over another, and then how those both fit in with the new supplemental coverage option crop insurance program. For wheat producers, many of the producers have already started thinking about that prior to September 30th so that they could get it for the 15 wheat crop. But we've got, you know, more spring crops coming up in the spring, obviously, with new SCO programs. So producers are going to need to think about whether they like the idea of SCO along with the PLC program or if they want the ART program for those crops.
Alongside of that, we know that for spring plant crops anyway, we'll also have a crop insurance, I guess, decision to make regarding APH.
Absolutely. So with all of these programs, probably the key thing is the crop insurance program. And for the wheat producers, you know, they already went through that for the 15 crop. But for the spring crops, producers will need to kind of first think about what their insurance is going to be for their spring crop. And a lot of the commodity prices are lower than they were last year, which means that premiums will be a little cheaper, but overall coverage will be lower as well. So producers may want to take a real close look at their crop insurance this time and really look at, you know, what's the cost of increasing the coverage. It may not cost much more than last year to get about the same coverage amount.
Going back to the wheat crop decision we made as far as for crop insurance commitment, a lot of arguments, a lot of consternation over no APH computations from the USDA for the 15 winter wheat crop. How much did that really hurt, you think, Oklahoma producers? How much did we end up leaving on the table?
You know, it's hard to say exactly how much we left on the table. I think for some producers, it's really a big deal, and it would have been a really nice thing to have in place. Of course, I know you've probably heard that with that in place, the premiums may go up a little bit. So I think until we kind of really see exactly what that increase in cost is compared to exactly what the increase in yield is for each producer, because it really kind of depends on what their actual APH was, it's kind of hard to give you a good answer of that right now.
I guess even with a good crop in 2015, if we're able to do that, there'll still be some value in this APH decision for 2016, won't they, for winter wheat?
Yeah, absolutely, because if we're able to drop some of those low yields out, it'll raise the overall coverage in APH for each farmer.
When it comes to the decision aid tools, in other words, there's been a lot of tools put together by OSU, by the folks in Missouri, University of Illinois, Texas A&M. A lot of people are trying to come up with ways for farmers to plug in their own data.
Yeah, so we've got three main tools that I've been talking about. So we have an OSU Kansas State tool. It's an Excel-based file. It doesn't require the internet, with the exception of you do have to be able to download it to a computer, but you could go to an OSU Extension office and do that. It's the simplest one of the bunch. You put the numbers in, prices and yields, or you use what's already in there, and it's going to calculate exactly that. The Texas A&M tool is probably the most advanced out of the bunch. It does a lot of really neat crop insurance things where you can look at different coverage levels for your crop insurance and then SCO and all the programs together. But it does use simulation, so it's a little bit harder for some guys to understand, because you put in a price and it doesn't use just that price. It's going to simulate that price. So the price you put in is going to be the mean of the distribution. So, you know, you just kind of have to get a little bit more familiar with them. The Illinois tool also has some really great features, some nice graphs. I think it's going to be kind of a personal thing of someone's going to go in and look at it and say, hey, I like this one better than the other one. I want to use it. I encourage everyone just to take a look at all of them and figure out which one makes the most sense for you and, you know, use that one.
It's dangerous to generalize, but as you just take a look at the overall landscape, which way are we going to probably skew here in the Southern Plains? Are we going to go with that PLC or ARC, you think?
You know, I think it's kind of hard at this point. One thing I've been talking about at most of the meetings is that for many counties in Oklahoma, there will be a 2014 ARC payment on wheat, because we just had, you know, major disaster in a lot of areas of the state. So that's kind of one thing going in. Producers may know, okay, I'm going to have about this much of a payment, but it's not going to be a large one. There's shallow loss payments, so it's going to be smaller. What they're going to have to do is kind of compare that to the PLC and SCO decisions, which could provide more coverage, a higher safety net over the life of the farm bill. It's just, it wouldn't provide much for 2014.
So we'll have a good idea, obviously, on the condition of our 2015 crop by the time we actually have to finally sign for one of these two options, right?
Yeah, the sign-up deadline is March 31st. You know, the only issue that gets thrown into there is that if you're a wheat producer and you did get in SCO for the 2015 crop year, they're going to make a decision by December 15th. But, you know, you can stay in it. You just would have to pay 20% of the premium going into next year if you stayed in it and then decided you wanted ARC. But very good point, because, you know, going into the spring, deadline's March 31st, wheat producers and other producers in Oklahoma may have a pretty good idea of what the 15 crop is going to look like, and that may help decide if they want ARC or PLC.
Again, you're out there a lot with these meetings. What's the overall, in other words, what are producers wanting to know from you at this point?
A little bit of everything. Right now, there's just a lot of confusion. There's really a lot of confusion. So I think just breaking it down into the small pieces, like we've started with the yield update and the base reallocation, and just explaining that, you know, we've got a lot of producers in Oklahoma that actually have wheat-based acreage. Most of it's wheat, but the land is in some type of grassland now, and they're not planting covered commodities, which means that the yield update and the base reallocation really doesn't apply to them. They're going to make the decision between ARC and PLC, though, just like producers who are currently growing wheat.